Lesson 45, 45th lesson, part 1, motoring. If you are thinking of taking your car to England, you should be familiar with the vocabulary of motoring, and you should know something about motoring regulations in England. For instance, when driving, we keep to the left-hand side of the road, and we overtake on the right. We have a speed limit of 30 miles an hour in towns and built-up areas, so be careful not to exceed it, and remember to keep an eye on the traffic lights. If the green light's showing, it means you can go on. But when the red light appears, you must stop at once. Let's have a look at the car in the picture. It's a 6-cylinder, 20-horsepower saloon. There's a compartment at the back for luggage, the spare wheel, the tools, and the jack. The petrol tank holds 14 gallons, and the car does about 18 miles to the gallon. Now learn the names of the various parts. Chassis, bonnet, body, wheels, tires, radiator, engine, steering wheel. The windscreen's fitted with windscreen wipers. On the dashboard are the speedometer, a clock, the petrol gauge, starter, and so on. The clutch, the foot brake, and the accelerator are at the driver's feet. The gear lever and the handbrake are within reach of his hand. The driver has just drawn up at a garage. He's been having trouble with the engine. It's been misfiring and pulling badly.
Part 2. Trouble with the car. I'd like you to have a look at my car. I can't tell you exactly what's the matter with it, but it's been giving me quite a lot of trouble. I've nearly run the battery down, trying to start the engine with the self-starter, and in the end I had to use the starting handle. I've cleaned and tested the plugs, and the carburetor seems to be in order. Would you try and find out what's wrong?
Certainly. Just park the car over there, and I'll get the mechanic to look over it. If you'll come back in about an hour, we'll let you know the result.
Well, have you traced the fault?
Yes, it's nothing serious. The pipe leading from the pump's leaking. But we can soon fix a new one.
Good. And at the same time, will you please have the battery charged and the oil changed and have the car greased and oiled? Also, have the puncture in the tire on the spare wheel mended. And you might check the tire pressures while you're about it. Then the brakes are rather slack, so you'd better test and adjust them. The near front wing and the bumper need straightening, too. They got damaged when the car skidded on a wet road and hit a lamppost. Oh, and the rear light wants a new bulb. In fact, give the car a thorough overhaul, and let me know when it's ready.